I have with me Julian Boucher, who's Senior Archaeologist with the Museum of London. Now, this is an iPhone app about Shakespeare's London, but you've done the archaeology, the excavations for the Rose and the Globe Theatres, and written a book about it. You must know as much as anyone about Shakespeare's London. What would it have been like to have been there, actually, at the outside the Globe Theatre?
Well, Southwark was quite a busy, bustling suburb of London, and importantly, it's outside the jurisdiction of London, which was increasingly puritanical at the time. So you've got playhouses, theatres, bear-baiting and so on outside the city itself. So yes, quite a sort of busy area.
And how many theatres were there here? Everyone's heard of the Globe.
On Bankside itself, there were four, not necessarily all at the same time. The first one built was the Rose in 1587.
Which is, 50 yards from the Globe?
Yeah, a bit more than that. Yes, I mean, it's just to the northwest of the Globe. Then there was the Swan, which is about 400 yards away to the west, built in 1595. The Globe arrived in 1599, but in fact the Rose was pulled down in 1606. And then, just around the corner from that, there was the Hope, built in 1613. So they weren't all there at the same time.
There must have been, three going on at one?
Oh, definitely.
And
yes,
with
yes.
Each of them with
busy
two
area.
Each of them holding how many people? 2,000?
Something like that. It's difficult 3,000? To work out the exact capacity. There are some references to 2,000 or even 3,000 people. I mean, there are the people standing in the yard as well as people sitting in the galleries. And they didn't have any safety regulations or anything like that, so you could squash in quite a few people, certainly.
And what would the road have looked like here between the Globe and the Rose? Was it a made-up road?
No, it was almost certainly an earthen road, probably fairly muddy and dirty.
With what sort of drainage?
Not really. Well, it had a ditch along either side, the so-called sewers, although in fact they're not actually sewage in the modern sense of waste. They were actually irrigation ditches, so that access to every property from the road was via a little footbridge.
Right. Now, looking at the remains of the Globe, to the right of it, I think there was a tap house, is that right? Tell us about that.
Well, at the back there was a building called a tap house, owned in fact and run by James Hemmings, who was one of the actors in Shakespeare's company. Most of these playhouses were not big enough to have a bar or a foyer in the modern sense, as you go into a modern theatre. But they certainly had lots of food and drink available for the playgoers. It looks as though most of these tap houses, from tap room disseminating the material, was to disseminate all the food and drink. It's where
they stored beer as well, wine and beer?
Possibly wine, I'm not sure. There's certainly beer. There's certainly bottled beer. There's a number of references to bottled beer. In fact, there's one performance outside London where people are complaining about this sort of psht noise of people
during
opening
the
bottled beer.
Right. Have you turned from the range of the Globe towards the Financial Times building? What was there in Shakespeare's time?
Well, on that particular spot, probably not a lot, one or two houses, but a lot of the area was fairly open. Behind Bankside itself on the Thames and to Park Street, where we are now, where the Globe and the Rose were. A lot of it was open. A lot of it had fish ponds in, actually.
Fish ponds. What about the pubs? Wasn't there one called the Elephant?
Yes. Along Bankside itself, which is one of the earliest streets in the area, it was quite a notorious street itself. Nearly every single building was either a pub or a brothel or a
gambling den. What was the name
of
the street in those days?
Bankside is what
but
it was
wasn't
called.
Wasn't it Maiden Lane?
No, Park Street, to the parallel to the south, was known as Maiden Lane, which is almost certainly a reference to activities up on Bankside. It was quite a notorious area. And then when, in the 1540s, they built bear-baiting rings, and then later on theatres and playhouses, it all added to the whole dubious nature of the area.
And the Elephant was a kind of tavern, and it was mentioned in Twelfth Night, even though Twelfth Night wasn't situated in London.
You often find these geographical shifts to the story because the playwrights wanted to introduce something familiar for the playgoers to, share the joke. They're all local scenes, and it's certainly known that a number of those taverns, the Elephant, or sometimes called the Oliphant, and the Falcon a bit farther along, not far from the Swan, near roughly where the Tate Modern is.
Oh, it's in the windmill as well. That's mentioned in one of Shakespeare's plays.
I don't know where that one is, but there's certainly references to a number of these. And the Boar's Head on the North Bank, which is where Falstaff is supposed to have entertained young Prince Hal.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. Well, thank you very much indeed. We've come to the end of our time now. Thank you.